Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The government of Communist China has ordered the closing of an influential weekly newspaper in Beijing called Bing Dian. This is part of the government's efforts to curb the spread of information and opinions which the Communist Party doesn't approve of. The government said that one of the reasons for the crackdown was the publication of a report on Chinese middle school textbooks. The newspaper had dared to criticize the way the textbooks distorted history to whitewash actions of the Chinese government. The same day, Google announced that it would begin steering its Chinese users to www.google.cn, which will prevent access to content that China once censored. The president of China has been tightening controls on expression and systematically purging editors and closing publications that resist propaganda controls. Microsoft has shut down a popular Chinese language blog that had published content that the Chinese authorities claim is offensive. The blog, written by Chinese journalist Zhao Jing under the pen name Michael Ante, had criticized the government's firing of two editors at a Beijing newspaper in December. Those trying to access the site now receive a notice that the space is temporarily unavailable. This crackdown is further proof of China's ongoing effort to control information on the Internet. China's censorship is among the strictest in the world. Meanwhile, an underground church leader named Cai Xiaohua was sentenced to 3 years in prison for distributing Bibles and other Christian materials, and his wife was sentenced to 2 years. China will not allow any religion to function in China unless it is approved by the government, and many Christians have been persecuted for carrying out their religion without government approval. The U.S. media seldom, if ever, refer to communist China, but Americans should realize and remember that China is still a communist country.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As the last stronghold for communism, China steals our technology, arms our street gangs, and manufactures inferior products. So why does the U.S. continue free trade with China? If you're concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for information on trade with China. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
The heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Gary Brownfield Show, starring Gary Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and now the man who says he gets enough exercise just pushing his luck.
I should feel good.
Gary Brownfield!
Hello there, Gary Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. I watched Hillary on television. Did you see Hillary yesterday, Jeff? Well, she was on television. She's been on the radio yesterday. She made some comments. She's discussing some of the things that are happening and how her and Jesus would get it straightened out if she was president, I guess. I'm not sure, but she did mention Jesus several times. And I got to thinking about Hillary and her health plan. Remember when Bill first took office, Hillary came up with this gigantic health plan. It was going to be a great and wonderful thing, and we were going to all be healthy because of her plan, and it didn't get off the ground, really. She ran into quite a bit of opposition, but the plan is still there. And we now have what is called the Model Emergency Health Powers Act. It is not law, but it's very similar to what Hillary's plan was, and it is it's a model plan. Now get this, it's a model state. Did you get that state part? It's a Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. Now it's coming from the feds. It was prepared by the Center for Law and the Public Health at Georgetown and Johns Hopkins Universities for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. This is where it all came from. Now, whether this is the same one that Hillary had or not, I don't know whether they've rewritten it, what they've done, but it's very, very similar. It's not a law. Get this now. It is not a law. It is a model emergency plan for the states. This is just like the animal ID thing. Congress knew, and the Department of Agriculture and the politicians and the multinational corporations, they knew that animal ID would never sail through Congress. So they're out working out in the so-called grassroots. All right, they're trying to get the states to pass laws, and several states have, and we've talked about this ridiculous law that was passed in Texas. Now, here comes the same thing for humans. It's the Model Emergency Health Powers Act, and it is for the states to pass. Now, here's part of what's in this thing. You will have a mandatory vaccination, or you'll be charged with a crime. You will get a mandatory medical exam, or you'll be charged with a crime. Doctors will give the exam, or you will be charged with a crime. Your property can be seized if there is reasonable cause to believe that your property may pose a public health hazard. Okay? its main author, this bill, and it's not a bill, see. This is just what they want the states to pass. They, meaning the emergency, who was it I said, the Health and Human Services wants this passed. Its main author is Lawrence O. Gostin, G-O-S-T-I-N. He was a member of Clinton's Task Force on Health Care Reform. Would that mean that it would sound very similar to what Hillary had planned? This law treats American citizens as if they were the enemy, states George Anais. He's chairman of the Health Law Department at Boston University School of Public Health. What it does, it puts everything into the hand of the state governor. In other words, if this law was passed by the state legislatures, just exactly like it is written, to be passed by state legislatures, then the governor would no longer be governor, he would be dictator. Because I'll show you what all he would be able to do here in a minute. Under this act, any governor could, by declaring a public health emergency, he doesn't have to consult anyone, and we don't know what a public health emergency is because it's whatever the governor decides it should be, he has the power to handle this emergency by whatever means he chooses. He's under no obligation to use scientifically valid methods or to choose the least destructive method or to perform any kind of risk benefit, just whatever. The governor, as I said, becomes a dictator. He may suspend any regulatory statutes, that means he can do away with any state laws, or rules of any state agency, if they would prevent, hinder, or delay necessary action. Okay? The governor may not only utilize all the resources of the state and its political subdivisions, but he can commandeer any private facility. So a private hospital or a private health care center of any kind, he could take it over. He could take immediate possession thereof, so says this Model Emergency Health Powers Act. As I stated again, and don't go say, well, what's the bill on that? No, there isn't any bill number. This is something that has been drawn up by Health and Human Services. Actually, they had the Center for Law and Public Health at Georgetown and Johns Hopkins Universities do the writing of this thing. It's not a law. It is a model for states to pass, because Congress and the powers that be in Washington know that this would never go through Congress. Never, ever, 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 ever. But they can get these governors. Hey, you know, I just saw the other day where the Missouri Department of Animal Health, the Missouri Department of Agriculture, got $400,000 originally to try to get this animal ID thing going, and now they've got another $500,000. They've got $900,000, or else the other $500,000 is soon coming. They're right at $900,000 that the government is buying off the politicians in Jefferson City to get this thing done in Missouri. That's exactly what they'll do with this Model Emergency Health Powers Act. Now let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
And we have returned just discussing this Model Emergency Health Powers Act, which is not a bill. It has no House or Senate number on it at all. This is a bill. This is a model bill that the Health and Human Services people in Washington, in the administration, wants the federal government to get the states to pass. All right? Just exactly like the animal ID thing. They just want the states to do it because they know they'd never get the bill through Congress, all right? Here's some more to this. The governor, if this bill was to pass in a state as written, then that makes your governor in charge of this whole thing. The governor may compel a health care facility to provide services. Any physician or health care provider who refuses to perform medical examination or testing shall be liable for a misdemeanor. The governor, now, get this one. The governor may destroy any material or property of which there is reasonable cause to believe that it may endanger the public health. If you have property, let's say that you have a bird in your house that has bird flu, all right? According to this, if the governor wanted to, he could destroy the property. Compensation shall not be provided for facilities or materials that are closed, evacuated, contaminated, or destroyed when there is reasonable cause to believe they may be endangering the public health. So anyway, it's something to be thinking about, and it looks to me like it's just another deal, just exactly like what the animal ID thing was. This thing has sprouted back in Washington, D.C., hard telling how many years they've been working on this, because it looks like I can't remember Hillary's health plan that well, and I know I didn't have a file going then like I do now, so I don't have it filed. We could probably find it, but I don't know that it's important. But it looks like very similar to what I can remember about Hillary's health plan. It's going to have to do with mandatory vaccinations, mandatory medical exams, and doctors, if they don't do this, will be charged with a crime, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Again, it's the Model Emergency Health Powers Act. It might be under MEHPA if you want to look it up on do a Google search for it. But what we were just saying is that it does turns the local governor or the state governor into more or less a dictator as far as this health situation is concerned.
How about a quick call, Derry?
You got a quick call?
Yes, I do. I've got Jeff in Chelsea, Massachusetts with a comment on the issue. Go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, yes. Now, as far as socialized medicine is concerned, it's very simple. The solution is less government, cap the lawsuits for people who sue the medical industry, preventive health care, which means encouraging people to diet well and study herbal remedies for problems that can be solved that way and not by artificial medicine, because most forms of medicine is derived from herbal remedies.
Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Jeff. And we have returned again on this Model Emergency Health Powers Act. I only mention this because you need to be aware that it's going to show up at your state legislatures. They're going to be bought and paid for to pass this sort of thing. Just like the state departments of agriculture bought into the animal ID, you watch, this Health Powers Act is going to show up at every state, if it hasn't already, every state legislature in the nation. So just be ready, watch for it. And warn your state legislators what it's all about, because, hey, it is something that we absolutely do not need. Okay, moving along. NAFTA, and I have some kind of interesting information here on NAFTA. You know, it's been 10 years ago, and I'd already started the talk show back 10 years ago because I remember real well. I said, hey, we do not need this thing. And I was kind of going along with what Ross Perot had said. He was talking about this going to be a giant sucking sound. Everybody's going to be moving their manufacturing jobs to Mexico. And he said there's going to be this giant sucking sound. And I remember so very, very well, people would try to call Rush and tell him, explain to him what was going on, or explain to the listeners what was going on. And he wouldn't let them on the air. He said, well, I don't know this much about this. His way of getting out of it was, I just really don't understand all to know about this, but the people that advise, you know, my advisors and the people that know have told me that this is really, really, really good for the United States. Well, anyway, it's interesting to see what has happened. I've got some figures here on what has actually happened over the last 10 years now. We were told by all of the experts that wanted this done, that would lead to United States job growth by extending trade surpluses with Mexico. In other words, we'd make an extra $100 billion by 2005. Instead, the U.S. has accumulated current account deficits of almost $400 billion with Mexico over the last 10 years. In other words, they were supposed to make $100 billion. We've lost $100 billion. The worst losses have come from heavy industries like automobiles and heavy equipment, as well as in furniture, textiles, and apparel. As I've mentioned time and time again, two of my sons live in the Carolinas, one in North Carolina, where they do a lot of apparel work, the other in South Carolina, where they do a lot of furniture building, and the furniture stores are the furniture manufacturing agencies and our corporations, and the textile industry has moved. They're not there anymore. Okay, sales by producers that were previously cross-town or interstate must now be shipped across the Mexican border for further assembly and packaging before being re-imported back into the United States. Pat Buchanan has put together some interesting figures here. He says, October 1993, a paper published by the International Institute of Economics stated, our job projections reflected a judgment that with NAFTA, U.S. exports to Mexico will continue to outstrip Mexican exports to the United States, leading to a U.S. trade surplus with Mexico from $7 to $9 billion annually by 1995. Now, that was in 93 when this whole thing was thought up. The trade surplus with Mexico would rise to $9 billion to $12 billion between 2000 and 2010. Well, what actually happened was, the year after NAFTA passed, the United States trade surplus had vanished. From 1995 through 98, we ran $20 billion trade deficits with Mexico. From 99 through 2005, the U.S. trade deficit with Mexico grew every year. It was in 1999, it was $27 billion. In 2005, it was $54 billion. That's how fast we're losing our economic base here in the United States. When NAFTA passed in 1993, we imported 225,000 cars and trucks from Mexico. But we exported about 500,000 to other parts of the world. In 2005, that was just last year, you know, our exports in the world were still a shade under 500,000, but our auto and truck imports from Mexico is up to 700,000. Mexico now exports more cars and trucks to the United States than the United States exports to the whole world. The big three just moved our auto industry and the jobs to Mexico, so says Pat Buchanan. Mexico's leading exports to the United States in 2005 were autos, oil, electric machinery, computers, furniture, textiles, and apparel. The made-in-the-USA goods that reaped us the greatest revenue in trade with Mexico were plastics, chemicals, cereals, cotton, meat, paper, oilseed, aluminum, copper, knitted or crocheted fabrics. NAFTA was never a trade deal, says Pat Buchanan. NAFTA was always an enabling act to enable U.S. corporations to dump their American workers and move their factories to Mexico. For U.S. companies, it was one sweet deal. At zero cost, they were allowed to rid themselves of their American workers, get out from under Social Security and Medicare, slough off the burden of environmental, health and safety, wage and hour, and civil rights, They were liberated to hire Mexicans who would work for one-fifth to one-tenth of what American workers were costing them. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212. When people ask me how they can make a difference, I tell them to join the Paragon Foundation. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
Paragon Foundation is a foundation that was formed nearly 10 years ago. And as we've talked before, we never had any idea when we put this foundation together that Paragon would grow to the size that it has or have members in all 50 states and become kind of a national organization. But that foundation was created to protect property rights, constitutional rights, and civil rights, and protect those rights from people that that didn't have the ability to protect themselves. We do a lot of educating. We do a lot of passing information on to help people to protect their property. We have done some litigation. We feel like that where we do the very best job is traveling and speaking and educating people about what they need to do in preparation to protect their property.
Join the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who finally realized what he should have done with his life. He should have been a consultant, specializing in hindsight. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. Rich in Missouri. Hi, Rich, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jerry, I was noticing, I was noticing the wording, you know, from that model bill that you were reading.
Right.
And how they discussed, a confiscation or destruction, whatever, of all public health, you know, dangers, right? Now, one of the big pushes that the anti-gun nuts out there want is they say, well, guns are a public health hazard. And so, wouldn't it be possible then, under the very vague, broad, general terms of public health hazard, to seize and destroy guns?
There's all sorts of things they can seize and destroy.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, to spread the widest net around, just in that the craziness of that bill, just a warning along those lines.
You can't believe what's going on in the country. I saw this article this morning. I didn't bring it in here with me, but I'm sure other news media will carry it. But in Texas, I can't remember the name of the town in Texas, but the Texas Bureau of Alcohol and Tobacco, did you see that?
Yeah, they're going around into bars looking for drunks.
They're going around in bars looking for drunks, and they've arrested a whole bunch of people, some that were in hotel bars that had checked into the hotel, and they said, well, this was about stopping drunk drivers.
Yeah, and in no instance, they had talked to some of these people and said, well, did you even find out if these people have cars? And I said, well, no, we just feel that their being drunk is a public nuisance and a hazard both to themselves and others. So we have to arrest them for the public good.
That's right. I could not believe, and how can they get this sort of thing? Surely those people, somebody ought to take those guys to court. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, you know, the old saying, who says the Gestapo is dead?
No, it's alive and well right here in these great United States.
Can I make one other quick comment about a bill that they're trying to sneak through Congress?
Okay, what's that?
Okay, this one, the great, great sounding name, right? The Public Safety and Recreational Firearms Use Protection Act.
Youth? Did you say youth?
Youth.
Yes, as in young people.
No, why? USE.
Oh, youth. Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
The Firearm Use Protection Act,
okay,
which would make the Clinton gun ban bill look like a powder puff. Because when you sit down and realize it's the sponsors are Lautenberg, Kennedy, Clinton, Schumer, and it outlaws virtually all semi-automatic weapons of any kind whatsoever, and not only outlaws their, you know, the way it was there, where the new manufacture and sale, but even now, grandfathered protection and all magazines holding more than 10 rounds, not just manufacture and sale, but once again, possession. So that's something to people to watch out for and to check with their senators.
Now, does it have a bill number on it?
Yeah, let me see if I can find it here. It's something like 496 or 486. Let me, I'm sorry,
Well, that's okay.
But yeah, I think it's either 46 or 49.
That's okay, but you call it the Firearm Use Protection Act.
Yeah, it's called the Public Safety and Recreational Firearms Use Protection Act.
Well, we'll hear more about it. There's no doubt about that. But, hey, Rich, appreciate the call. Let's go to LaGrange in, I don't know where you are, Iowa. Hi, you're on the air, Iowa.
Somewhat. Derry, this is going to shake you. The IRS just sent down a ruling that your tax preparer may sell your information.
Right.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
No, go ahead with it. That's fine. I think I've written an article on that for next month's Chronicle. But
well, this is supposed to have happened within the last 24 hours or so.
No, well, we've had it here longer than 24 hours, but
well, anyhow, I can buy your income tax information, right?
Well, here's the trick to this thing. They can't do it without your written consent.
Oh.
And nobody is going to give written consent to let their tax preparer sell the information. But now, wait a minute here. Do you go to a tax preparer?
Yeah.
Okay. You've got a whole bunch of papers. You got state taxes, you got federal taxes, and then you got to sign on this paper, and then they turn it over, and you got to sign on that paper, and they take their little red pencil and they put little checks where you're supposed to sign your name, right?
Yeah, right.
You ever read what you're signing?
Yes, I do.
Most people don't. And you can sign that darn thing and not know what, and think you're just signing your income tax return forms.
That's right.
And he could slip that in there and you'd never know the difference.
That
I say
right.
He,
because right.
I know a female preparer would never do that, but just in case.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you.
But anyhow, yeah, thanks for the call. You know, there's just so much that we just don't have near time to talk about all of the things that need to be discussed. But yeah, that they said your IRS preparationist is the guy that helps you, the guy or the lady that helps you fill out your taxes, can sell that information. But they must have your written authority to do it. Anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I don't know. I don't have anybody here. You've got the... I'll take... Well, see here, I have to explain this to our listeners all the time. And we started out, we had this nice little television screen here, and I knew everything that Jeff was doing on the other side of the aisle over there. And now my television screen is gone, so we have to kind of make hand signals here.
Sign language.
And who do you have over there, Jeff?
I've got a wild card call. It's Mike in Missouri, and Mike's got a question from left field. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, what's on your mind, Mike?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I have recently learned of something called the Homestead Act, and my understanding of what it is it allows a farmer to protect his property from all those being federal or BLM or anybody like that. And what it does is allows the farmer to keep his property, because that is his livelihood. It's where he gets his life. He raises crops.
Okay, but I've never heard of anything like that.
I haven't either, and that's why I was wondering if any of your viewers might have heard of it. Or
the old Homestead Acts were totally different. The old Homestead Acts is when you went, you know, you could go to these western states and you could homestead.
Yeah.
Western states, I don't remember exactly which states were involved, but at that time, you know, practically everybody lived east of the Mississippi River. But anyway, no, I've not heard anything or seen anything like that.
I heard it. It applies to Missouri. Missouri is still one of the last states that has it, but I can't confirm that.
Is this something that's been on the books a long time?
I believe it has. Yes.
Well, the Constitution has been on the books a lot longer, and the courts don't pay a bit of attention to that. So I doubt if it has much teeth in it.
It may not. Yeah.
Anyway, Mike, I appreciate the call.
All right.
I see now where the Supreme Court upholds the use of anticipatory warrants. If the powers that be think that somebody is anticipating a crime, they can get a warrant. If they think that you might be anticipating doing something that would be illegal, then the court says that the officials can get a judge's warrant to come into your property and destroy or take or do whatever. All right? The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that these anticipatory warrants can be executed, and they would be allowed under the Fourth Amendment. Now, I really don't know a lot about that. But that's what the deal was. And case that was up had to do with drug warrants, I think. But nevertheless, can you imagine cops saying, well, we think old Joe might be going to shoot somebody, so we're going over there and we're going to take his guns from him. At least that's the way it looks to me. Let's take a break. Stay tuned. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Turn. Let's go back to the telephones. Roy, hi, you're on the air, Roy.
Yeah, Roy, Darren, this is Roy from down here in southeast Missouri. I just reading our local paper here at Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Cape County seeking guaranteed ordinance for the great pandemic that we're going to have in this country. And they're going to the county commissioners, and we got a local judge here that's they're all for this deal, boy, I tell you.
What's the deal they're for now?
For quarantining for this pandemic flu,
right.
Bird flu.
Right.
And they're trying to get some kind of emergency plan set up so they can do it by the county or by the wherever it may be. There, the college, we've got a big college down here, and they're getting right on the bandwagon with the rest of these people.
They're probably getting a grant to do this. I don't know that. But you need to turn your radio off, please.
Okay, I got it off.
They're probably getting some money from the Fed somewhere along the line. See, just like I mentioned a moment ago or earlier in this show, the Missouri Department of Animal Health, it's a state veterinarian's office, was paid over $400,000 by the USDA to get this premise ID thing going in this state. Now the USDA is the USDA will give them another $500,000 more this year to sign up again. See that, and this is the way these things work. And I don't know where your county commissioners are coming from. I mean, I don't know what they believe, but they ought to realize that they're not the only counties that are doing this. I'll bet you every county in the United States is setting up the same things, because you're not the first one to call me on this. I've got another call or two, not on the air, but back at my desk, saying, hey, did you know this is going on? And one fella just accidentally got involved. He attended the meeting. In fact, we had the lady on there that was behind this thing. She had called, but she never did say. I don't remember whether she said they've got money for doing it or not. But yes, it's happening all over the United States.
Well, I live in Scott County. That's south of Cape Girardeau County, and I know my commissioners real well, and I've told them about your show many a time, and told them they ought to listen to some of this stuff and not pay so much attention to what else is going on. And I got one fellow that's been listening to you, but I've farmed for 38 years. I know exactly what you're talking about, and I don't have any cattle no more, but this national ID thing, it scares me to death.
Well, it frightens me when they start, and it bothered me the very first time I heard President Bush. You know, he brought this when they first heard about bird flu. This has been months and months and months ago. He said, well, you know, we might have to set up quarantine areas and quarantine entire states and regions, he said. And see, this is exactly what they want to do if we ever have martial law. And this could very easily lead into martial law. But appreciate the call. We're going to have to take a break, and then we'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Truly, this man was the Son of God.
There were also women looking on afar off.
What are you doing, honey?
Just got this new DVD Bible. Look, it's the whole Bible on only two DVDs. The scripture is right on our TV screen, and you hear the narration right along with it.
A DVD Bible?
It's the first time it's been done. We can watch the Bible together, or with the kids, right here in our living room. Look, I can go anywhere in the Bible with just a click of the remote.
And they cried out again,
"Crucify him!"
Then Pilate said unto them,
"Why?"
Pause it, honey. I'm going to get the kids. We should get one of these for Mom. She'd love it.
It even has a complete library of Holy Land photos.
The new DVD Bible. It's the complete King James Version. Over 72 hours of narration and beautifully displayed scripture on your TV screen. Perfect Bible study with family, friends, and church. Anywhere there's a TV or a DVD-compatible computer. Order yours today and get one for a friend. Now only $29.95. And if you order now, you'll get a free CD of kids' favorite stories from the Bible.
God worked for 6 days.
Call 1-800-462-9559. That's 1-800-462-9559.
Gold prices hovered on Thursday after substantial gains in recent sessions. Meanwhile, silver prices hit a fresh 22-year high on growing speculation over the silver ETF. Gold closed down a dime to $550.50. Silver moved up 18 cents to $10.65 an ounce. Since 2001, investment-grade Morgan silver dollars have risen over 72%. Read more at SwissAmerica.com. And now this.
5 years ago, my book, Rediscovering Gold, announced the start of a new gold rush. Today, experts are calling for gold to hit $1,000, $2,000, even $3,000 an ounce. The good news is, it's not too late. Gold is still a bargain. If you want to understand gold before it hits four digits, call now for my latest newsletter, The Rule of Gold, at 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. Discover why gold rules.
We're in the home stretch here. Barb, hi. You're on the air, Barb.
Hi, Derry. How are you?
Good, good.
I had some information on the Homestead Act, I think. When we farmed in upstate New York, when some of the people that had loans through Farmers Home went bankrupt, they could not take their houses. They could sell their land, but they could not take their houses away from them. And as I understood it, it was because of the Homestead Act.
Really? I was not aware of that.
Well, and now recently, within a couple months, we refinanced our farm in Missouri with farm credit. And we talked about that with the lender, and he said that is in there, but they make you sign something that says you will not hold them to that, that they can still take your home. But it is still viable in Missouri, except most of the lenders make you, sign away your rights to keeping your home.
See, no, that's the first I'd ever heard of that, because I can remember the Depression when farmers were being moved off their property and they lost everything they had, you know.
Yes. But I know there were people in New York, upstate New York, that they would sell the land, but they would maintain their homes. And it was just a little area around the house, but they said they could not sell the homes. And like I said, and then our lender said, well, that's still in effect, except we now have, lawyers that make statements that you sign that say you give up that right to hold on to your home.
Okay, first, well, I know in bankruptcy, you used to could not, once upon a time, they always said you couldn't lose your home, but they could take everything else. I don't know. Let's go to, and thanks for the call, let's go to Wanda. Hi, Wanda, you're on the air.
Hi, Derry. I just want people that listen to your show to pay attention to what they're hearing. You know the type of things that cross my desk all the time. And the United Nations has, in their Agenda 21, the agenda of depopulation of this country, all the countries. And if you don't pay attention to what you're hearing and put these pieces together as they're coming across your desk and what you're reporting to us, then we can't get people to fight this. And as long as people stand up and fight these things and educate their congressmen, their county commissioners, and such as, then we still have a chance. But that agenda is there. And this thing with the bird flu, even a few doctors are coming out now and saying this is ridiculous. You know,
right.
What, 104 people now, I think, is
and then that's worldwide, and every one of those people were working with sick poultry.
Worldwide.
Yes, and every one of those people were working with the sick poultry.
Absolutely, and they're talking about confiscation and destroying our homes and farms and quarantining counties and states and things like that over... I can't recall anything quite so ridiculous that would get people in such a panic about this.
You know, and of all the things we need to be panicking about, you know, most of what we hear, to me, doesn't bother me a bit. But what we ought to panic about is the things that we don't hear about. I'm a lot more concerned about our economic situation in this country. And as we started out earlier in this show talking about the number of jobs that have lost, how our manufacturing ability in this country is gone, where we are a group of consumers. We're not manufacturers at all. We don't produce anything. All we do is consume. I have an interesting article in the Chronicle that is out now about we've eaten our seed potatoes. Exactly what we've done. We killed the goose that lays the golden egg. But it is difficult to get people to really study and understand what is going on.
Well, Derry, if you listen to what's being reported nationally, they're destroying entire flocks and towns and. In foreign countries, if they find sick birds in their areas, they're going in and they're going to if they destroy that source of food, they will destroy here also, and that will be our source of poultry going.
And we are out of time. It's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.